Welcome to Foster's Consumer Electronics Show Interviews. The Las Vegas event, or CES, is the second largest gathering of people in attendance at any exhibit in the USA. This year, the attendance exceeded 140,000 industry leaders. They meet each year in Las Vegas to learn about the newest electronic technologies and to build new business relationships. It is a show featuring more than 2,700 exhibits. CES is organized to permit the manufacturer to show off their latest consumer electronic items to current and likely retail dealers. The large number of dealers in attendance is the key to the success of CES. This interview series covers primarily industry leaders involved in high-performance audio and HDTV. However, CES is a showplace for 9 key consumer technology markets. For example, watches, gaming, home networking, and more. All the interviews are recorded at CES 2008 between the dates of Monday, January 7th, and Thursday, January 10th. My name is Alvin Foster. Welcome to our interviews at CES 2008 with industry leaders in audio and video. My name is Alvin Foster. I am the founder of the Boston Audio Society. We are the largest and the longest live audio society in the United States.
AKA Sylvia Matthews.
Right. Now, Sylvia, who are you with?
Am I really?
Oh, Carver.
I'm really too famous for anybody to know who I really am.
Sure.
So I'm undercover as Sylvia Matthews today.
No, that's processing speed, Bob.
Yeah, there we go. Processing speed. He asked me a question. What do you think, Bob? There was a long delay.
But anyway, I think we all agree that they're, I say it's better than last year. I say it's still not perfect. It's not as good as a pair of soundlights by themselves, you know, in the right room and the right setup. But as far as frequency response is concerned, they were closer to right than what we've heard so far. But as far as spatiality is concerned, Bob's comment, I think, are accurate. I'd buy that, what you just said.
Swinging over the building.
Okay. Now, go ahead. Your comment.
It's good to hear a critique. I mean, I'm not looking for pats on the back. I'm looking for accurate comments. Mm-hmm. Because next year, you may hear your comments in the speakers. Mm-hmm. And these have wide equalization in the back. I haven't even checked to see where they've set the equalization that is in the speakers.
It's closer this year than last year,
yeah.
Dr. West.
And I'm sure that that's...
You would agree.
Yeah.
Kimber's.
I'm more excited this year. That's the way I go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this music I don't like. I don't want to hear it. But if it's something I'm not usually used to listening to and it sounds better, you enjoy listening to a wider range of music when the sound is right. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Absolutely, I want to bring all my records to
you. Yeah, let's try this one. You want to stick them on.
What instrument, Connie Frey, do you play?
Well, the piano I play, but that's only for mostly singing.
Mostly?
Oratorio.
That's hard.
Solos and stuff. But I've kind of peaked out now. I'm going downhill.
So do you ever sing between the speakers and he plays your singing back while he's listening?
We thought of doing that sometimes
to
try that out.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah. But we just never got the time to do that part yet, but we were going to see how it sounds natural and then record it and kind of go back and forth like that, but I haven't done that yet.
How's your new loudspeakers, the new sound lamps? What do you call them, Dr. West?
This is the PX technology you're referring to specifically?
Yes.
Basically, PX technology is not reinventing the wheel. It is something that simply makes sense that snippets of intuition come, obviously, over the last 30 years since we've been making them. From time to time, the obvious becomes obvious, something that we didn't realize. And And the PX technology basically is making the statters in the speaker more rigid. And the statters we had before were reasonably rigid, and we felt rigid enough. But then we've gone into professional applications or commercial speaker applications in the last couple of years. And when the speakers are really driven hard, we found that there's enough movement in the old way we made the statters that it invited resonances, because they now become like guitar strings. And the movement not only picks up inherent resonances, but also reduces efficiency, because any bending of the statters is reducing the electrostatic field. And so we've rigidized the statters so that it would require some very sophisticated equipment to detect any movement at all, even under the highest driving conditions. The elimination of resonances in the statters and the rigidizing them has picked up a very significant clarity and neutral, more neutral aspect in the sound, and more efficiency.
Now, what's the starting price of this new technology, and are you still maintaining the 90-degree arc?
We've gone to 45 degrees as a standard in the new speakers. Two reasons. One, by reducing the angle of dispersion, it increases the energy density. So the going from our old standard of 90 degrees to a new standard of 45 degrees essentially gives a 6 dB boost in sensitivity and dynamic range, which we needed in today's market. And the second thing is that the lesser dispersion angle reduces the amount of wall involvement in the sound. And those two, we've tried it over the last year, and customers seem to prefer the 45-degree dispersion.
And the cost?
All right, I'm going to let Connie answer that.
Connie Frey?
Well, we have a hybrid, which we actually use the PX technology in that. And that, I can't remember what the retail price is on that now, maybe...
On which the...
The Dynastat. We just barely... We redid it, so it's about 7,000 something maybe retail per pair. I don't quote me on that for sure. I'd have to go look it up. And then you go up to the 945s, and it's like 34,470 or something per pair on those.
Okay.
Yeah. And then...
So we're going from 7,000 to 34,000?
From the hybrid Dynastat to the 9-foot.
In other words, there's nothing in between?
Oh, no, there is. There's so many. 845, the same thing, but 8 feet instead of 9. We have the M1 PX, same thing, but another foot shorter. Then we have the same one, like the M1 PX, but then we have an A1 PX, same thing, but it has more wood trim. A lot of these things are aesthetic.
Okay.
So it's still the same radiating area, but a different look. We have the U1, same radiating area, pretty much, excepting it's got the metal frame. Then you have one smaller, which is the M2 PX with its sister speaker, the same size, but it's with the full wood, which is A3 PX. So we have those in between with various price ranges for all of those.
And
same
all the
principle.
PX technology. Mm-hmm. I heard you said PX on each one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the from M2 PX on up, it's all full range. It's only the Dynast that's the only hybrid PX technology speaker. The rest are all full range.
Thank you very much, Connie Frey and Dr. Roger West, for your time. I'll turn this off.